بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب الدعاء للميت بعد دفنه والقعود عند قبره ساعة للدعاء له والاستغفار والقراءة عن أبي عمرو وقيل أبو عبد الله وقيل أبو ليلى عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فرغ من دفن الميت وقف عليه وقال استغفروا لأخيكم وسلوا له التثبيت فإنه الآن يسأل رواه أبو داود Chapter Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is the chapter which deals with the dua which we should make for a mayyit, person who has passed away after his burial. Also the fact that the Shariat advocates particularly for the family members, those whom this mayyit has some sort of unsiyat, connection, familiarity with, to sit at the graveside for a little while after the burial, remain in the graveyard. Sit for a little while close to the grave for dua for that person, engaging in istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for maghfirat, for forgiveness, and recitation of the Qur'an. The first hadith which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings in this context, the narrator is obviously a very, very famous sahabi, Dhun-Nurayn, the owner of the two lights. That is that personality who is the only person in history that was given two daughters of a Nabi in his nikah, one after the other. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the third Khalifa of Islam, he narrates that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or it was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had become farigh, after he had completed with the burial of the deceased, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand at the graveside and he would say, "Istaghfiru li akhikum." Seek Allah's forgiveness for your brother. Wasalu lahu tathbeet. Ask or entreat and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala at this time gives him, makes him firm, فَإِنَّهُ grants him steadfastness at this time. فَإِنَّهُ الْآنْ يُسْأَلْ, because right now, if you look at this, the imagery that is contained in this hadith, you are looking at sand, you are looking at a grave. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us of what we call the maghibat, the unseen. That right now, this person is being questioned. In fact, this is actually going to be the make or break of the entire life's effort of this person. In Alam-e Arwah, the question was asked, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that Allah Ta'ala, all in the land of the souls, before we could come into this world, Allah Ta'ala asked the question, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Rabb? They, bala, shahidana, each one gave shahadat, testimony, took a covenant that, Ya Allah, you are the Rabb. Khaliq, Malik, Raziq, Muhaymin, Badi', Musawwir, the fashioner, the shaper, the giver of life, the one who blew the soul, the one who created us. Ya Allah, you are everything. You are our sustainer and our nourisher. Then we were given this life in this world, and the moment we leave this world, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion it comes, this subject matter, interestingly, it is Uthman radiallahu ta'ala that is narrating it. We find in another riwayat, it's mentioned about Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that so much effort Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on Sahaba-i Kiram to instill this reality the reality of the questioning of the grave, the reality that you and I have to prepare for that. That it is mentioned about Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he would cry so profusely sitting at the graveside that someone told him that Uthman, dhikrun nar, dhikrul jannah, the mention of jannat and jahannam doesn't make you cry as much as you cry when you are sitting at the graveside. So he said that, إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِّن مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the grave is the first stage. The grave is the first stage of the various stages of Akhirah. If this is passed successfully, then thereafter every other stage will become easier. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّهُ الْآن يُسْأَلُ Right now, as you are standing at his graveside, the questioning has already begun. So make dua to Allah. Seek Allah's forgiveness for this person. And particularly, ask Salullaha lahu tathbeet. Ask Allah to give him steadfastness, to make him firm at this time that these questions are going to be put in front of him. One occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this illustrates for us how much Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled this reality of preparation for the question of the grave. When Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in his Hayat al-Sahaba, he mentioned this incident that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala that kayfa bika ya Umar? Umar, what will be your condition when you are in that 4 foot by 2 foot or 4 foot by 4 foot hole in the ground? And إِذْ أَتَاكَ فَتَّانَ الْقَبْرِ When the test of the grave will come, the test of the grave, Munkar Nakir, the two angels that have been appointed to do the questioning in the grave, Rasulullah says to Umar that what will be your condition when this test happens? Malakan, Aswadan, Azraqan. And then Rasulullah gives such a vivid description. He says, two angels, they will be pitch black in color. Their eyes will be piercing blue. Their voices will be like thunder. Bolts of lightning will be coming out of their eyes. They will cut open the grave, dig up the sand, and they will approach you. In their hands will be a hammer. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes this hammer, its weight, its size, that he says that, Umar, if the whole world's population are to get together to lift this hammer, they will not be able to lift it. Yet, these angels, so dreadful and so frightening a sight it will be, that like how I am lifting this stick, he says to Umar radiallahu anhu, like how I am lifting this asa, this stick, these angels will lift that hammer. Umar, what will happen to you on that day, at that time, when they will come for these questions? Umar radiallahu ta'ala obviously is that personality. لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. So Umar says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, will I be conscious? Will I be mentally fluid as I am today at that time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, you will be conscious. You will be aware of your surroundings. You will have your mental facilities with you, or your mental faculties with you. Then Umar says to Rasulullah, then Ya Rasul, I have nothing to be worried about. Saying this, he goes away. As he walks away, Rasulullah says to him, Umar, come back. Jibreel has just come and informed me that when these angels come to you in the grave and they put these questions to you, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? You will say to them, Allahu Rabbi famar Rabbukuma. Allah is my Rabb, who is your Rabb? And they put the question about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about your deen. Each time you will answer, Islamu deeni fama deenukuma. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyyi faman nabiyukuma. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi, who is your Nabi? Islam is my religion, what is your religion? They will say, wa ajaba, nahnu la nadri. Am nah ursilna ilayka, am anta ursilta ilayna. They will stay, say in astonishment That we don't know whether we were sent to question you or you were sent to question us. Such was the iman of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs him that this is what will happen in your case in the qabr. But obviously Umar lived the life like that. And this is what the hadith teaches us. Kama tahyoon tamutun. When the life is lived like that, then the maut will be like that. Like this example ulama give, they say the questioning of the grave, حُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says, we will squeeze out, we will crack open, we will extract that which is in this heart. So what was the effort that we made? Did we live a life of instilling this conviction that Allah is the Rabb? Did we live a life according to Islam? Did we live a life of devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They say if you have a cassette, and on that cassette is music, you press the play button till Qiyamah, music will come out. If there is qiraat on it, qiraat will come out. What is in the heart, that will be what we will reveal at that time when the angels of the grave come. So this is an absolute reality. Sahaba, they could almost visualize it while they were on the earth. The reality of the questioning of the qabr. As we see illustrated in this hadith, that Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah ﷺ would stand, would pause for a while at the graveside. And he would say to Sahaba, make dua-i maghfirat right now for your brother. Why? Because right now he is being questioned. So ask Allah Ta'ala to give him steadfastness. Amongst the advices that we are given, one is asking Allah Ta'ala for maghfirat. Asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness on behalf of the deceased. The other very, very effective is the recitation of Quran. Al-Lajlaj, which is a Sahabi, he bequeathed, made a bequest that after his demise, his son should recite the beginning and the end of Surah Baqarah at his headside. After his demise, to read Surah Fatiha, Alif Lam Mim, till Muhtadun, and the last two or three verses of Surah Baqarah, standing at the headside of the mayyit. This was the bequest of that Sahabi. And he said, in this riwayat in Mu'jam al-Kabir, that Samia dhalika minan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, ulama ikram advise the recitation at the graveyard, beginning and end of Surah Baqarah, Surah Ikhlas, 3 times, 5 times, 11 times, as many times as we can. Reading Surah Takathur, reading Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin is mentioned in certain riwayats. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, would advocate the recitation of Ayatul Kursi and Surah Ikhlas 3 times. Generally, we find in this and in the other riwayat that come after it, that we should sit at the graveside of a person who passed away, particularly if we are their relative, etc., for the time that it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat. How long it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat? Half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever it is. As far as possible, we should try and remain at the graveside of the person who has passed away and engage in, one is dua for the deceased, and the other is recitation of Quran. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.